A heavily armored super battle droid emerged from the woods, followed by two more mercenaries, but Jai was on top of them almost before they realized it. He body slammed into one of the mercenaries, shot the other, and fired three times more at the droid, which erupted in fire and smoke as had the one before. Jai holstered his blasters, straddled the remaining merc, who was still alive and trying to get up. He grabbed the man's head from behind and jerked it powerfully to one side. Den could clearly hear the Silesian's neck snap. He thought his capacity to be astonished had reached its limit. But then his jaw dropped as two more mercs emerged from the woods and Jai drew both blasters and shot the guns out of their hands. Den had never seen anything like this, not even in entertainment holodramas. The small 3D image of Jai holstered his weapons again and ran to engage the surprised Silesians in hand-to-hand combat. The first man went down from a hammer fist to the temple. The second caught an elbow to the throat. More Silesians emerged from the forest, shooting rifles and blasters of various makes. A pellet from a slug thrower hit Jai a glancing blow high on the right leg, ripping open the cloth and the flesh. Blood oozed, soaking his pants. He spun toward the man who'd shot him and blasted him squarely in the face. Another discharge took Jai low on the right side, vaporizing cloth and punching through his body. Not fatal, because the beam's intense heat instantly cauterized the wound, but serious nonetheless. Jai turned calmly and shot his attacker in the chest. Then things got really interesting. A large shadow obscured the light. Jai looked up, and the angle of the recording cam tilted as well to frame a large dropship hovering about 50 meters overhead. A dozen Separatist soldiers using repulsor packs settled down into the clearing, firing as they did so. Jai shot eight of them, leaping, dodging, and rolling as plasma bursts peppered the ground all around him. It was a Jedi-like display of acrobatic skill, but finally, the Separatists found the range. Fojai went down in a hail of sizzling blaster bolts. He lay on the ground, obviously mortally wounded. The remaining soldiers approached him cautiously. As they reached the dying man, he pulled a thermal grenade from his pocket and held it up. He smiled as he triggered it. They tried to run, but there was no escape. The grenade blasted the clearing into a blaze of heat and light that, even with the cam's automatic dampers, whited out the 3D image. When the glare cleared, all that was left of Fojai and his enemies was a smoking crater in the damp ground. Den realized he was sweating, even in the relatively cool environment of his cubicle. He reached out an unsteady hand and switched the unit off. Then he realized he wasn't alone. He spun about with a gasp, then relaxed as he recognized the figure behind him.
Did you see the whole thing? He asked.
Yes, the Padawan replied. Fojai made sure I received the recording as well.
What? Why did he...
Den couldn't finish the question. Barriss Offee was quiet for so long that Den thought she hadn't heard him. Then she sighed and said, I saved his life earlier today. He'd been hit by a poison dart, and I brought him back through the power of the Force. Den nodded slowly.
I'm guessing he was less than grateful.
He was furious. I thought he was going to attack me right there. I don't know why he didn't. Instead, he just turned and walked away. I went back to the base to do what I could for the wounded. Soon after we got the last man stabilized, a droid handed me a copy of this recording.
It still doesn't explain why he did it. One man?
Purposely starting a firefight against a whole platoon? That's crazy!
He was Minu'ush, she said.
I beg your pardon?
That's what the Wookiees of Kashyyyk call it. Humans call it going berserk. It's a state of suicidal rage and fury, a point where one's life no longer matters, and the only important question becomes, how many can I take with me?
I've heard of it. So you think Jai committed a kind of ritual suicide?
I suppose that's one way to look at it, with a considerable amount of genocide mixed in. Den sighed. He slipped the holocron back into its case and put it on a wall shelf.
What will you do with it?
Barris asked him.
I'm not sure. I could make some serious creds off it, no doubt about that, but I'd also be helping to twirl Jai as a war hero.
And you have no use for heroes.
I never said that, Den replied. Properly indoctrinated, they're great at drawing fire away from those of us who are smart enough to know we're cowards and cynics.
Barris smiled as she turned to go. Rest assured, I'll keep this knowledge to myself, Den. But just so you know as well, your aura is not the aura of a cynic's nor a coward's. It has definite glimmerings of hero, in fact.
So saying, she left the cramped chamber. Den stared after her.
Oh, no, he murmured. Say it isn't so.